This is the first in a series of messages we will have this month from members of our congregation. And based on the theme, God makes all things new. So, once more from the beginning. It's a musical term used by a conductor or a conductor of an orchestra or perhaps a director of music. It means let's go over it once more to correct something or to make sure we have it right. But that describes a lot of times in our lives, doesn't it? At the new year, when we make our resolutions and set some goals, we are trying to improve ourselves and our lives. But there are other unscheduled times when we choose or feel forced to start over again. The death of a dear loved one, a divorce, a job loss or change, even a new child. Once more, from the beginning. That's why I love the two scriptures this morning. One from Genesis in the Old Testament, and one from John in the New Testament. Both start with, in the beginning. I love that the Bible starts at the very beginning. Have you ever heard a person say, I don't know where to start, and somebody says, start at the beginning. I love that the Bible does that. In the beginning, God looked around and he saw nothing but darkness. The first thing he created was light. Next, he created all the physical things that make up our world, things we can see or touch. Heaven and earth, day and night, fish and birds, animals, and finally us. Genesis is the story of our physical world. The rest of the Old Testament is the story of one set of people who inhabited the world, the Israelites. Stories of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, through the story of Joseph and the enslavement in Egypt, the Exodus, through the stories of the kings, starting with Saul, David, and Solomon, and the other men and women who are presented as living examples of good and bad. And from this people came a special message. There would be one born who was above all others, the Messiah. Then comes the New Testament. Matthew, Mark, and Luke all tell us the facts of Jesus' life as they remembered them. The prophecies about him, his amazing birth, his life of teaching and healing, his death. But John takes us back to the beginning in a new, very different way. In the beginning, John says, was the Word. Huh? Who? What? What Word? What are we to do with that? It seems unrelated to the Old Testament until we look more closely. In the Genesis scriptures, following the ones Harry read and the ones Debbie read to the children, we can read that God spoke the world into existence. God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. That first chapter of Genesis is filled with, and God said, and there was. And then God said, and there was. Whatever he said came into being as he intended. John talks about what we cannot see or touch. A mysterious thing, but a thing that is no less real. The Word of God. God spoke the world into existence by his Word. And just like those words of God became things, John tells us the Word of God became the person we know as Jesus. with God from the beginning. Jesus became the Word made flesh, the Word made skin and bones, meaning a real person like us, but more. John says what came into being with him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. Darkness in the beginning, light at the end. Through God's word, light came into the world. Through God's word, love and mercy came into the world in the form of Jesus, light of the world. Pastor Ken, Kate, Goldie, and Moses begin a new chapter in their lives, as our congregation begins a new one here at Oakton. Once more from the beginning. How to start again? We begin as our scriptures began, with the Word, knowing that God still speaks wonderful things into existence, as he did from the beginning. We begin with light once more, all over again. Jesus, light of the world, the true light, like the wise men who followed the star to find Jesus, we must turn to Jesus in prayer, in worship, in reading, in talking to Christian people, in loving. And then we find a life of abundance, love, and mercy, just as he promised. New life, once more, from the beginning.